Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Is Landfill sending a message for the Egg Bowl? With the cowbell rooting for the Bulldogs? The Mississippi State Bulldogs!
The Bulldogs!
We should check in with Coach Prime and Fred a little later in the program. Would love to... I don't think we've heard Coach Prime talk about Shador's success in his opener.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that would mean a lot to Coach Prime. B, we're waiting here for Sam Cosmi to join us. I did want to have a Thanksgiving discussion, but while we wait for Sam, you are a dude that always, not always, but often does the cooking. Is it weird for you to be going to your daughter's home and not be doing the cooking?
No.
Are you excited about it?
Yeah, but I end up cooking anyway. You know me. I don't know how to just watch somebody else do nothing.
So you're going to go down Wednesday night. Thursday morning, will you have a bike down there? Like, what is you're gonna be?
They
up
got a Peloton, they got a treadmill and a bike. I'll be on both of them.
Right, because you're gonna be up at what 5:36?
About 6:30, yeah.
And
I'm gonna be ready to rock, Jay.
I mean, I know you.
but so, you know, like they've watched me enough. They should be able to handle this thing now.
Certainly. Who else going? Will Maya go with you?
Yeah, everybody.
Aaliyah's going?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you stay?
Bria.
At Bria's house?
Yeah.
How big is his house? You guys are rolling down there with five people?
Four people. They got five or six bedrooms.
Damn. That's a house.
Enough. Yeah, they got enough.
Yeah, they, clearly.
Yeah.
That's a lot of house.
Mm-hmm.
Does Deshaun fry the turkey?
Jayshon had a fry night, and he can smoke, too. So he can smoke a turkey and fry a turkey.
So two turkeys.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ham, steak, anything?
Ham, yeah.
Gotta have ham. All right. Joining us
some
now.
Some rice, some dressing, all that. Yeah. Send me that read,
please. Joining us now is our friend, Mr. Sam Cosmi from the Washington Commanders, right guard. Sam, what's up, dude? You feeling rested?
Heck yeah. Feels good. Feels good to have that week off, man.
What all do you do? Because, I know how beat up you are. What all do you do with a week off?
I think like last week I said, body wise, I take a little extra time in the training room, just try to, you know, again get a lot of the inflammation out of my body, and getting off my feet is key. Cold tub is a big thing for me. I typically do it twice a day. I have one at the house that I do, and I just feel rejuvenized after I kind of get out of that. But yeah, I mean, just like get off my feet, kind of get stuff I haven't done around the house as well, you know, for the little one that's coming. That's basically what I did last week.
Dude, yeah, that cold tub works wonders, man. So I didn't learn a cold tub until like I was going into my 11th year.
Yeah, no, I swear up and down by it. I think it's one of the best things. I mean, I'll probably do it when I'm done with football. I think just coming out of the cold tub, you just feel so, I don't know, like everything feels better.
Alive.
It sucks going in. Yeah, you feel more alive. It sucks going in, but once you get out of it, you feel way better.
So this blew my mind, B. I don't know when we talked about this, Sam, maybe 2 weeks ago. You know how long he stays in? So when I do the cold tub, I try for 3 minutes, but a lot of times it's like 90 seconds.
3 minutes is a waste of your time, dude. You got to stay in there for way longer than that. Because it's going to take you 5 minutes to get right. 5, 10 minutes.
He stays in for eight minutes.
Yeah, you better go do a cryotherapy if you're going to be 3 minutes.
He knows.
You guys are professional football players. I'm a blogger. So
it doesn't make a difference.
It's a different scale for me is all I'm saying.
I mean, that's what I said. Like when I go in, like when I first, that's the reason I got the one at the house, because I can regulate the temperature.
Right.
So if you can get your body acclimated to how cold it's going to be. So like I started out for like 52, which is not really that cold. And now I'm down to like 40. So
damn, dude, that's like the North Sea.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, if you can get, like, it sucks just going into one that's already like at 45 for anybody that hasn't done it.
Uh-huh.
But if you can just, that's why if I can get my body regulated to it, I feel way better doing it, you know?
Yeah, that's like for me, Sam, what I would do when I first started doing the cold tubs, I'm like, it takes longer to really get adjusted than I did. When I found the cryotherapy, I was like, oh, cool, I'm cool with this.
I've never done cryotherapy.
By the time you think you're getting cold, you're done.
Yeah.
And that thing gets cold quick.
It just goes faster.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah, we have one at the facility, and typically to have the kind of the same effect that the contact of the water versus being like in the dry cold, I think it's like a -165 in there.
Yeah. Damn.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but that's why you can be in there for like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, any longer than that. You know, I think like Antonio Brown, I remember when he was at the Raiders, he went without like
messed his feet
barefoot.
Messed his feet up.
Like, you can't do that. I'm surprised that whoever you went and did that, that's crazy to me, because I can only imagine being in there barefoot. That's insane.
Wow. We are talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Sam joins us through our Paisanos Players Chat. And all weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, everybody's excited about Thanksgiving. Everybody's excited about turkey, but eventually you're going to get tired of turkey. And if you want some pizza, they're going to be 50% off pizzas. Use the code BLACK50 for Paisano's Pizza this weekend once you get tired of that turkey. I want to talk a little turkey with you, Sam, but I did want to ask. Obviously, you guys are coming back from the bye. You've got Denver Sunday Night Football. This has not been the season you wanted, and yet you've got 6 games remaining. How important is it to show the kind of ball that you thought this team would be capable of throughout the year?
Yeah, you know, I think that's very important. You know, just to give our fan base something to look forward to, and to be able to, as the weeks go on, I know we haven't been able to perform like, you know, we were expected to this year. But, you know, like for us, our intention is to, our mindset is to win out. We got to win out to give ourselves a chance. And, you know, we're going to try to play our best ball, our most disciplined ball. And like I said, like last week, kind of go back to the fundamentals of who we are, you know, and eliminate any unnecessary things that don't need to be in the game plan, or, you know, we don't feel like or is going to help us winning the ball game. So, I mean, at the end of the day, all we can control is how we prepare and our effort going into the ball game and during the ball game. So, you know, that's kind of the mindset.
Sam, are you, like, you know, many people lead in different ways. Are you the type of guy that you lead by example, or do you, like, if you see somebody needs something, you just walk up and tell them what you think?
You know, I think I am a lead by example guy, but at the same time, like, when I feel like that moment is needed, I will step in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it's very important to have that ability to, you know, be able to lift guys up and do that in whatever way it is. But I think everybody has the ability to be a leader in some way or form. If that's not, you know, vocally, that's going to be how they go based off their day to day, how they, you know, attack each day and how they present themselves, how they work. You know, I feel like I'm one of those guys, that puts in the time, puts in the effort, shows it on game day.
Sam, for you as a dude that worked your way all the way back from a major injury, when you watch Jaden trying to work his way back from injury, how do you balance, hey, man, you got to take care of yourself for the long haul with that's our guy, we want him out there?
Yeah, you know, I think that's the hard thing to balance out. You know, like for me, it was like building the confidence to be like, hey, man, like I know I'm going to struggle through a little bit of uncomfortability and there's going to be a little bit of pain here and there throughout, you know, being on the football field and this, that, and the other. But like just having the confidence in yourself, knowing that like when you step on the field, like you're still going to be able to ball out. I think that's the biggest thing with him is just having the confidence in himself and the guys around him to help him elevate himself to be able to perform. So, you know, I think that's just kind of the mindset going into injuries in general.
I think it's got to be, right? And are you ever, like, how much attention do you pay to social media and kind of where fans are and what they think? Any?
I don't. I get a lot of my stuff from, like I like to look on TikTok. So I'm a, like, I think you saw that whenever I was in Madrid. So I see like little videos here and there. That's pretty much the farthest I'll go. I'm not really on social media that much on, Instagram or Twitter, but yeah, I mean, I think the thing that I hear the most is like, do we bring Jaden back? Do we not? Like, what's how this season is going? I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that knows the answers to that and quite understands. That's the only thing I've heard. But I'm like, man, if we were to get him back and we can show what we're all about going into you know, the rest of the season and giving ourselves a shot for the postseason. If not, like giving ourselves a shot to see what we all are about for next season, I think that would be huge.
The saying I always heard, you don't want people to get used to losing. And if a player can play and he's available, go out there and play.
You know, exactly. Just,
you know, I don't think there was a time I ever felt like, you know, I don't want to play.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah, if it is, I damn sure don't remember it.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, like, our job is to win.
Yeah.
And to go out there and put the best product that we can for everybody in the country. And, you know, obviously not being able to have all our players out there is just not being able to put the best product out there. You know, we're in the entertainment business, and that's kind of the base of it, too, you know. So regardless, I always say regardless of the record and what, you know, what's around us, and that we have a job to do.
Yeah.
You know, we have to do it at the highest, you know, if you're not going to play, no offense, like if you're not going to play for the team, you got to play for yourself at the end of the day too. Cause like the turnover each and every year is going to happen, you know? So like, you got to play hard regardless. You can't just go out there and just not play hard. You're going to embarrass yourself. It's the NFL.
Right.
So that's just kind of the mindset you have to have. I think a lot of guys do. I just couldn't imagine going out there and just, oh, whatever, you know, it's just not built in me.
I know when I was in Philadelphia and I was doing radio, and we had lost a preseason game, and the guy called into the station and he's like, what the hell are you doing on the radio? Y'all lost. I said, well, dude, my contract says I got to be here for 20 games. So win, lose, or draw, I'm going to be here for 20 games. You know what I mean? So it doesn't change because the game didn't go how you wanted it to go. I still have to do my job, so.
Totally.
100%.
Talking with our friend Sam Cosmi here in our weekly Paisanos Players Chat. Check out Paisanos this weekend. Once you get tired of the turkey, pizza's half off. Use the code BLACK50. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you'll be watching football. Get some pizza. I had Paisanos last night. Sam, you ever had Paisanos?
I have, yeah. It's really good.
It is good. What's your go-to Paisanos order?
I'm a pretty standard guy. Normally, it's just as much, more like a meat lover type of pizza. So
that's me.
You know, as much you know protein you could put on it. That's what I go for.
B. Mitch calls me a child because I like cheese pizza.
He gets a cheese pizza, and he probably wants a small.
I, I'm a cheese guy too, so I'll get like a meat lover type pizza with the cheese pizza. It slaps. Pizza slaps.
I love it.
Yeah, but he only gets a cheese pizza.
I got some wings last night too.
He gets a cheese pizza. He gets an 8 ounce filet and wants to split it in half with somebody.
8 ounce, and I can eat myself.
He gets the little bitty hamburgers too.
Dude, so you get to enjoy Thanksgiving with your family. Do you have family coming to town, or will it just be you and your wife and the kids? What are you doing for Turkey Day?
Yeah, I think we're going to hang out with some of their teammates.
Okay.
Some of the O-line. Not much planned. Like I said, other than that, the wife is ready to pop here soon. So as much, you know, less, you know, motion that we can have with her, the better. You know, she's right there. So, but yeah, that's kind of our plan, is just hang out with our teammates and enjoy and break some bread. I think that's going to be the plan there.
Is it days or weeks now?
You know,
yes.
Exactly. It's one of those. Yeah. It's whatever he wants.
Oh boy.
Who does the cooking? Or will you guys get it catered? Or, like, is there one dude that will, like, B. Mitch, he's going down to his daughter's house in North Carolina, but normally B will fry up like 8 turkeys. Is one of the, like, is Al Agretti out there with a chef hat on frying up turkeys?
Yeah, I think, actually, that's great you put it. I think we're going to go to Nick's house and last time we went there, he whipped up some stuff, but I'm interested in what he's doing. I haven't really talked to him. I know we're just going to bring some stuff over and do that. We initially wanted to host, but again, like, it's going to be a lot for her.
You got a lot
to do anything. Yeah. You know, so, but yeah, I think we're going to do that and just bring some stuff over and everybody just contribute, to doing that.
That's great. So here's a question for you then. This is the B. Mitch and Finley AAA poll question of the day. What is the best part of Thanksgiving? You got 3 options, Sam: food, football, or family.
I'm always family first. So that's going to probably be my answer. Just all that. I mean, dude, that's what Thanksgiving, everything you just said there is what makes Thanksgiving so special. So that's the 3 F's right there. You know,
it's
hard to come by, but I think the first thing is always family.
3 F's. That's my report card.
Family,
sophomore year.
Do it in alphabetical order: family, food, then football.
Yeah,
and you just keep yourself out of trouble that way.
Good.
See, JP will go home and say football first, then food, then he'll say family. He's gonna get himself in trouble.
What? What? All right. Let's say now. Obviously, this year's a little different. Your wife's pregnant. You're kind of just on standby mode. But let's say you have like your dream Thanksgiving spread, whatever that entails. What does your first plate look like?
So, normally, like, growing up, me and my uncles, we do a fried turkey. Normal turkey's all right, but, man, a fried turkey goes a long way.
Yes, indeed.
My mom makes, like, this roasted pecan sweet potato, like, casserole, almost, like, dish. It's fantastic. I'll eat half of it. You know, some, I'm trying to think. I mean, we would have all sorts of things. For dessert, I gotta go. It's not a typical thing, but my mom, I'm just thinking of my mom's stuff. She'll make like a really good tiramisu.
Ooh.
And just the lady fingers, everything you could think of, the cocoa powder on top. I mean, it hits it, and you know, she spikes it a little bit, you know, makes it a little bit. You might be walking a little funny after you eat one slice, but
I like that spike tiramisu.
Yeah, yeah, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. But yeah, normally fried turkey, anything that, you know, anything, potato salad's another one of my sweet corn, another one I really like.
I like sweet corn.
Mashed potatoes, just, you know, all of that array of ham. Ham's normally good. My mom, my aunt brings over a really. You got a fat guy talking about food right now. So.
I'm in on this, dude. So my only kind of hot take is I'm just not the biggest turkey guy. I wish the pilgrims had made lasagna or prime rib or something.
He's a fool.
Do you like turkey independent of Thanksgiving, or is this kind of your day for turkey?
Unless turkey's going to go on a sandwich, I'll eat on a sandwich. That's pretty much as far as I'll go with turkey. But, man, you're missing out on a fried turkey. You got to try it.
I've tried it. It's good. I wish the main dish was something else, but on Thursday, I'm going to eat turkey. I'll be cool. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Thank you for the time, brother. We appreciate it.
All right, Sam. Take care, man.
Yeah, take care, you guys.
All right, brother.
All right, that's our guy, Sam Cosmi, joining us for his weekly Paisanos Players Chat. We're going to open these phone lines up, talk Thanksgiving. Everybody give their dream Thanksgiving plate, and what is the best part? Because I know for Brian and I, it's family, but for a lot of people, it might not be. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. This Thanksgiving, FanDuel is introducing a brand new way to build a parlay together. It's called Pass the Leg. Here's how it works. Start a group bill, add your pick, then pass it on to your friends so they can add theirs. When everyone's done, you each lock in the group parlay with your own funds because football is better when it's played and bet together. And to make it even better, everyone gets a 50% profit boost to use on their bill. Just go with all the teams, go with all of the favorites. I'll just say it like that. Pick all the favorites and the point spread. That's what I'll do, and then I'll pass it on to JP, see what he does. So grab your crew, start your bill, and get in on the action with this Thanksgiving with Pass the Leg. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to get started. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Jeff, who we got to thank for lunch? I am thankful for my man, who?
Curtis Walker.
Curtis.
Is he related to you?
What'd you say?
Is he related? Nah, he paid
That's my cousin, man.
Nah, he is his cousin. He paid for the food. If it was Jeff's cousin, he wouldn't pay for the food.
That's my cousin.
Shout out to Curtis. He bought us lunch. A little Chick-fil-A doing the boys good.
Appreciate you, brother.
I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is run at such a high level. Like, every Chick-fil-A you go to, you know the food's going to be good. It's going to be fast. It's going to be clean. Like, if I'm traveling with the girls.
If I need them on Sunday, they're not there.
Yeah, they got a higher power on Sundays, B. But like, if I'm traveling with the girls, say we're driving down to the beach or Carolina or something, the two places I try to stop, Starbucks and Chick-fil-A. Because the bathrooms are just on a different level.
They're clean.
Yeah. Yeah. They're
most of them not clean.
The appropriate level. A little bit of news out of New Orleans. The Saints had brought in Justin Tucker for a tryout along with Cade York. Cade York got the gig. Tucker, did not get the gig. A lot of people, as Matt Gay was struggling to make kicks, were like, oh, bring in Tucker. And, I mean, B, you remember how I covered the end of the Bruce Allen era. Like, when the numbers are the numbers, you don't have to get into everything that isn't the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And Tucker wasn't good his last year. Like, the numbers were bad. Mm-hmm. So I just didn't see him being a year removed or whatever, 10 games removed, that it was going to be better. So we'll see. Maybe Tucker ends up somewhere else, but he's not going to be kicking in New Orleans. I wanted to have a Thanksgiving conversation because tomorrow I think it's going to be packed with football.
Yeah.
So the B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll of the day, what's the best part of Thanksgiving? Food, football, or family?
Family.
My family.
My family.
That dude's looking for a job. B. Mitchell Finley AAA poll question of the day is brought to you by AAA. Level up with the new AAA Commanders MVP membership. Get all the benefits of AAA, plus exclusive experiences, discounts, and tickets. If you're already a AAA member, upgrade for free or join today at AAA.com/commanders. It's got to be the family portion. Let's separate family because that's got to win, right? Like, if so, I don't know. Is anybody not going to say family? Because I think you kind of have to. There's like an obligation to.
Well, depending on what level you at.
I imagine there are some folks that say not family.
Well, I'm not going to be involved with that one.
What is your... Now, a lot of people eat a lot of plates, right? What is your first plate? So, like, your one seed of everything you want Thanksgiving meal.
Dark meat off the turkey.
I, too, am a dark meat man. Yeah. We learned that at Popeye's when we can't specify on the app that we want dark meat.
I like, my first plate's going to probably be, like, a thigh of the turkey. I'm going to grab some dirty rice, sweet potato crunch, collard greens. I'm going to eat that.
Will you bring some collard greens in next Monday? Because I will not get them, I don't think, this week.
You think? And I love remember them. To bring some collard greens in on Monday.
Yeah. That's what I'd like for Christmas, a big old pot of collard greens. That is my formal Christmas request to you is vegetables. Everybody asks you for gumbo, all this expensive stuff. I'm asking for greens and green beans. And you can bring them to me anytime in December.
All right.
That's what I want. Jeff, what's your first Thanksgiving plate? What does it look like? What's on there?
Oh, man.
Where are you going for Thanksgiving? Your mom's?
Yeah, I'll be with my mom this Thanksgiving.
Are you DJing that night?
Oh, yeah, I DJ every Thanksgiving night.
I bet that Thanksgiving night probably jumps a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I'm a DJ at a club.
That Wednesday before Thanksgiving, though, is where.
Oh, yeah.
That's where.
Are you DJing
more
that night?
More liquor is served that night than any other night in the whole.
I'm actually not DJing that night. I'm going to see Reaction Band.
Who?
All Reaction right. Band. Go-Go Band. My high school life.
Gotcha.
I'm going to see them that Wednesday night, but I'm definitely going with, well, before last year, it was that fried turkey from
B's
house.
This is your first year as skinny, Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were skinny? 16?
10.
When I was
10.
I can't say that on the radio. When I was conceived. That's the last time I was
what
skinny.
Is the version of events he couldn't, you've been, he you've couldn't been a, say?
You were plump all the time.
I was plump my entire life.
Damn.
That's why you can't tell me nothing now. You couldn't tell me nothing back then.
Jeff, you don't listen to anything ever.
I know, but now I won't.
Okay,
real.
What's your first plate of Thanksgiving food?
I'm going with, ooh.
What is ooh?
I'm going with some turkey.
You don't say.
The fried turkey that I'm going to fry.
I hope it don't look like this bottle of cologne I'm looking at right now.
I'm going with some greens and some potato salad. I know that is not. Oh, and some sweet potatoes. Potato salad,
good, boy.
Cold potato salad or warm potato salad?
I've never eaten warm potato salad a day in my life.
Okay.
I have.
They make. That's a thing. I never
yeah, eat you I eat it right cold. When it's done.
Yeah, but people make it.
I like to get it right when it's done.
Oh, yeah, nah.
You like potato salad more than mashed potatoes?
I do.
Yeah.
And on Thanksgiving, though, I like mashed potatoes.
And for real, if there is no skin in the mashed potatoes, I would not eat them.
You like the red skin mashed potatoes? Those are banging.
It don't matter. I just, if they got to be real mashed potatoes. I don't like that powdered stuff.
Yo, if somebody's serving powdered mashed potatoes on Thanksgiving, they should go to prison. Like, JP, that's a day to make real food,
JP,
not powdered.
All I'm going to say is, JP, that's why we don't let certain people in the family bring food.
There you go. Yeah,
you know
yeah.
what those people are in charge of? You can bring the rolls.
Napkins.
Yo, you can bring wine. Like, if you are the person that's going to make powdered mashed potatoes on a holiday, you gotta reevaluate some things.
Yeah, but you can't. Well, see, now what I'm learning now that I'm growing up, it's our time now to like host Thanksgiving and all of this.
Jeff, I don't think you should host Thanksgiving.
I can't tell my cousins to bring bottles because we will not have no food.
Jeff, from what I understand about things that happen at your house, I don't think you should be hosting Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Hey, look.
WF is not conducive to Thanksgiving.
You may can't step outside my house, but in my house, you're good.
I legit know nothing about my man, White Brian. White Brian, where are you headed for Thanksgiving? Rose's parents?
My grandparents in Pennsylvania.
Oh, when are you going?
Wednesday after work. We'll drive up.
Where in PA?
In other words, you could say tomorrow.
Newtown. It's north of Philly.
What's the name of it?
Newtown, Pennsylvania.
Newtown. I don't
know. Are you worried about the traffic, dog?
Yeah, a little bit.
That should be what? 2.5 hours? Maybe three?
It normally takes like 3.5. It'll take 5.5.
Ooh. Who drives? You or Rose?
I do.
Okay. At least. Thank goodness.
The dog. The dog drives.
Yeah. They finally get to see the dog that they don't live with. What does your first plate of Thanksgiving look like?
Turkey, mashed potatoes, some green beans, and some cornbread. Then throw gravy on it all.
Simple? Basic?
Brian, you never had my green beans, have you?
No.
Boy, I'm telling you.
They're the best.
Change the whole world.
Of all the things you make, that's what I'm asking for.
You're a weirdo.
I also love vegetables, which people probably...
Just ask for his collard greens, not his green beans.
I said vegetables. I'm asking for collards, and I'm asking for green beans.
You're just making stuff up. Next, you're going to be saying, oh, man, the only thing I actually want is you're one of those turkeys.
No, dude, I'm not a turkey guy. Y'all can have the turkeys. I want green beans and collard greens. What's your first plate? Lanville, what are you doing for Thanksgiving? You cooking?
Yep, that's right, baby. You know me.
No, went up early, fried turkeys.
He ain't cooking nothing.
I'm going to wake up way early. I'm definitely not going to sleep till 2. That won't happen.
I think you will. Will you be awake for the Lions kickoff at 12:30?
No.
Hell no. No. Are you insane? It's 4 days off. You think I'm going to wake up at noon? Not a chance. Not a chance.
All right. So the Mullins family Thanksgiving.
You're not going to help your mom cook, man?
No.
All right.
So and know what? Miss Mullins, he shouldn't eat neither.
No, she don't want my help.
What? If you had to prepare a Thanksgiving dish, Mullins, what would it be?
Nothing.
I think I could make solid stuffing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like from stovetop or from scratch?
Stovetop. I mean, I could make it from scratch. I could also make solid stovetop stuffing, too. I can follow the instructions on a box.
I did not know this. I was talking with Un Yang last night at Channel 4. She makes her own stuffing from scratch. You know that you just have to leave bread out to let it get stale?
Yes, everyone knows this.
You just figured that out?
I've never made stuffing. You know what? Left hand up. I'm never going to make stuffing.
Come on,
y'all. I like it.
He cooked his beans out of the can.
Yeah.
It's a family recipe.
Come on, man.
No.
It's a family recipe. I've made mashed potatoes. I know how to do that. I've never made stuffing. I never will make stuffing.
That's an individual recipe. That's not a family recipe.
So what's your first plate of Thanksgiving look like, Mullins?
It'll be 30 to 40% gravy with turkey stuffing and mashed potatoes. Screw those vegetables.
Cranberry sauce?
Nah.
How you keep
it? Oh, I forgot. I will have a couple of slices of cranberry sauce.
Yo, listen to this. Amelia Draper. So we were having a serious Thanksgiving conversation last night at 4. Amelia makes her cranberry sauce with Grand Marnier in it.
Amelia, I'll come over.
Yeah, dude.
Tell your husband I'm that cousin from a long time. I just want some Grand Marnier in my cranberry sauce.
Sounds interesting, right?
Hell yeah.
JP, I know you said everybody's going to say family's the best part of Thanksgiving, but food is winning our poll.
To be honest with you, though, if you put liquor in just about anything, it gets better.
Got a point.
I'm not going to lie, fellas. I don't care how much money I make in my future. I don't care how well I do in life. I will always eat the canned cranberry sauce.
And you give me all this grief about beans?
Hey, man.
Now, look, my dad makes cranberry sauce, too. But I always bring the can. I don't know why. It's just like
Taco Bell. I'll put you out my house.
It's just like Taco Bell. You're not going to get that taste from anywhere else.
I will put you out my house.
I'm not mad at canned cranberry, but you can't give me grief about my beans anymore.
But you know, it's like I go to some people's house where they have to have like a kids dessert and an adult dessert table.
Because of the liquor?
They got liquor and everything.
Hell, Cosby was saying his mom's tiramisu will knock you out.
I need to get some Miss Cosby tiramisu.
My wife is making an apple pie and a pumpkin pie.
Tell her, put a little bourbon in there.
And then she's making desserts for the kids.
Take and make a pecan Rice Krispie pie. Treats. Drop a little bourbon in the pecan pie thing. Tell you it'd be good, bro.
We're taking calls on your one seed of Thanksgiving foods. We're checking on the poll. More people like food than
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Family, nobody go anywhere. .1067 the fan. Triple A poll today. What's the best part of Thanksgiving? Landfill gave three options: food, football, family. Right now, the voting: 43% food, 14% football, 43% family.
For what?
Food and family are tied for first.
Mm-hmm.
The food is
Some people think the food is their family.
Some people might hate their family.
To be honest
with you, reality.
Well, you know, I say family because my family can cook. My family can cook. See, I make sure that they, you know.
Our guy Deacon is on the line. Let's check in with Deacon.
Deacon, what's up, man?
What's up, baby?
What's happening?
Hey, first of all, it's raining out here. So, y'all be careful on your way home.
Oh, appreciate it, man.
Yeah, hey, look, y'all already know, man. It's going to be family first. Now, everybody just calm down. We're going to have family first, then we're going to do some food. Then after we eat, we're going to do the football thing. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the night game. I probably will go to sleep and wake up.
Yeah, that tryptophan will get you, brother.
Tryptophan will get you. All right, thanks, D.
But you know what? I was telling Jeffrey that ain't nobody coming to his house because when they come through the front door, the first thing they're going to smell is feet.
Thanks, Dick.
That's because he cooked them pig feet.
Better than my family having a mouthful.
Speaking of a mouthful, Rooster's here. Hello.
Wow. Roos,
what's up, dude? What an introduction.
That's quite the introduction. How are you, boys?
Yo, what's up?
B, you know, I was driving home yesterday and had Rooster on, and he was calling us cookie cutter radio.
No. See, you misinterpreted
that. He called us
that.
Cookie cutter radio?
No.
He said, I'm not one of those shows that does cookie cutter radio like all the other shows.
I didn't say all the other shows. I said like some shows be. And then I explained to JP privately what shows I was referring to.
What were they?
He conveniently,
I don't remember. No,
that's not going to air. Which he conveniently ignored.
All right, food, family, or football?
Yeah, you guys aren't cookie cutter. I like your style. It's a little rambunctious. It's a little crazy. It's a little...
It's all up above board over here.
Yeah.
Over there, I don't know what the hell is coming out of that sometimes.
Bruce, there's a poll question we're trying to get
you
to answer.
Okay, all right, okay. Well, you brought it up.
Food,
I mean,
family, football.
Yeah,
what's
more important?
Thanksgiving?
Yeah,
food.
You don't like family?
I like family. I like football, but food is the main event.
Wow.
I mean, there is no questions asked.
You say to hell with...
You start at like 9 o'clock in the morning with the big green egg. You got to get the smoke. You got to get the smoke
question,
rolling.
Though. I asked you this question. Why do you get up that early to cook that food for your family, right?
Yeah.
So the family is more important, right?
Yeah, but here's the deal.
I don't get up at 5 o'clock to cook for food or for no damn
CB,
football.
I've seen how you operate with your, you know.
You also report brown at sunrise.
But still, it helps me get through my family.
So here's the thing that's going to shock you. A big fat guy like me has never had a fried turkey. That's never
that's
once
a
have
you
I
problem,
had that.
Dog.
Yeah, I know.
All right, Christmas, we're gonna do it.
Okay.
You will coming you over? Go over to
Yeah. Yeah, I'll bring the turkey over and we'll fry it up.
Yeah, oh yeah, this
I mean,
be
like
a sight.
I put mine in a big like an oven turkey bag.
Are you gonna be able to do that Christmas because we got
it won't
the game.
Be Christmas Day. We have to do something before or after.
Well, Christmas Eve. We'll do that.
If it's not Christmas Day, I'm gonna try to come.
Yeah, everybody coming but Landfill. That's
He's
Landfill
busy
not,
that day.
Landfill not
I'm
our
a
family.
Sausage
yeah,
guy. Landfill's got a lot going
Landfill's
on.
Landfill's not our family.
There's a lot of things on YouTube that day.
Whoa.
B-Mitch, I tried. I was going to come over for Thanksgiving.
Anyway, no, you weren't.
He's responding.
I'm a sausage guy.
Oh, well, yeah. I didn't know I was coming in. I just went to go say hello to the boys, and you're like, get Roost in here.
Not true. He saw Chick-fil-A and then came in.
Did I have any Chick-fil-A? Did I ask for any Chick-fil-A?
Yes. Yeah, because you this walked in and recognized the
wasn't
Don't
worry about it, Roost. Ain't nothing here. I ate
so
all that.
So are you saying that the only time I come over to say hello and to drop season's greetings is because I want food?
Most
yes.
times.
Yes.
This show has been on
not,
the air
not
for
all,
4 years.
Not all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you guys like, have held like, me in I, such I little regard.
Landfill has a...
That's not a cookie cutter opinion.
This show has been on the air for 4 years. Chris Russell knows that if he walks into this room, JP's going to try to put him on air. He only comes over here when he wants that.
I mean, I only heard part of it, but that is not true. I come over almost every day
guy.
To say hello. Well, I always walk in and say, what's up, boys? What's going on? And some of you ignore me, like White Brian always ignores me. I mean, I can hardly get like even a hello out of him when I run into him in the hallway.
He can't talk.
Jeff looks at me like I'm trying to arrest him for murder. And Landfill, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what
Landfill
you do,
don't
man.
Like you.
No, yo, Landfill has never liked me.
I think
me.
Landfill legit hates most of us.
I think so, too.
I'm on the...
Think.
I'm not on Landfill.
I know he hates you, but yeah. He's hated me for 15 years.
I actually
you
know
haven't been
what
around
Russell
for 15
when he
years.
Comes
I've
over.
Been around for 15 years.
To go
with
up
a 5-year
to him
break
and say,
in between.
Hey, big boy. To go up to him and say, hey, big boy.
I got to say, I didn't know how much I would enjoy Rooster calling him White Brian, but that really made me laugh. That was pretty good.
I mean, is that not what you call him?
That's it. Yes.
Okay.
That's his name. We already have a Brian.
He went to a wedding in Atlanta that was Saturday.
Uh-huh.
He showed up to work today. He took off Monday.
He walked.
And Sunday.
He had to walk back.
He just say, he's like, man, to hell with work. I'll get there when I get there.
Yeah.
That's kind
I mean,
of his attitude.
Just taking a day off on a Monday. I mean, who would do something like that?
Not me.
Not me.
That's right. You guys never take any time off.
Nah, we do.
You take time off, Roost.
We get told to take time off because
we do get told to take time off.
We normally just like to come in here. And
I don't think
shoot the breeze with Louise. Tell Ruth.
Yeah, B, you don't take that much time off. JP, I think you and I've started to take time off.
I'm proud
this
of you.
Year. I've taken my full amount of vacation. I think within maybe a day or two this year for the first time in 12
What's the full
years.
Amount? I don't know what the full amount is because I'm trying to go over that this year.
Take the over.
Read the employee guide. It's like 3.5 weeks.
Seasoned
like
rooster.
I promise you, I'm not going to read the employee guide.
not me neither.
However,
yes.
Your first plate of Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
What's it look? What's
I heard
there?
This question on my way in. I mean, it's got to be dark meat turkey, like you guys, with gravy, right? Still, even though it's dark meat,
I don't put gravy.
You got to put a little gravy on it. Mashed potatoes.
You don't need gravy.
Stuffing. And I would say that's a great first plate. Just,
I'm an
just
annoying,
that alone.
Loud
now,
voice.
You can always add more to it if you want, but you got to have room for the gravy. The gravy is like is the
you know what I say
the end
gravy,
all be all.
I say gravy is hiding the fact that your meat just don't taste
no,
good.
No. Whoa.
That's what I say.
The importance.
Now I haven't taken a ruler to this thing. There was some sort of drop that can be used there.
The importance of gravy makes my point of turkeys.
Well, I've been going Thanksgiving with my family and all for years. We never had gravy.
Ever?
Never.
How?
We don't need no damn
on
gravy.
On mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes? No, I don't serve no damn mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving.
Why wouldn't you serve mashed potatoes?
I serve cornbread dressing. No, everybody don't.
Most
cornbread
people.
Dressing, rice dressing.
What's rice dressing?
Just like dirty rice.
Yeah, I didn't get that when you said it the first time. So whatever that is,
yeah,
I didn't get
that.
All that. I mean, stuffing.
We don't have mashed potatoes.
That's it.
I have no gravy.
You need some gravy.
This is a true America's thing.
You need some natural juices from the turkey. And by the way, my turkey turns out amazing because I put it in an oven bag, right? So all the juices just kind of circulate around, and then you smash a little sausage underneath the breast.
I'm an annoying loud voice.
And it just renders down. It's amazing.
I'm a sausage guy. You put sausage in your turkey?
I got to go do a thing.
Jeff asked the real question. You put sausage in your turkey?
Yes.
I've never heard
that. Because you get a little of that sage and savory, and it melts right down. It renders right down into the turkey breast.
Hold on.
Oh, it's amazing.
Is it in the stuffing? If it's in the stuffing, I understand.
You guys cannot say anything to me about, I know how to cook. Now, I'm not as good as B, but I know how to cook.
What does that have to do with putting sausage on?
Now, I haven't taken a ruler
Bruce
this thing,
just coming in
but
hot
it's
today.
At least 12 inches.
I think he's pissed he didn't get any Chick-fil-A from Curtis.
Oh,
Bruce,
boy.
As a parting gift, we have an anonymous benefactor that sends us boxes of potato chips.
That's nice.
Feel free to help yourself to a bag of Hers salt and vinegar.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very kind.
Have a happy Thanksgiving.
Right. Happy Thanksgiving.
Rooster Show starts in 40 seconds.
Doll fans, go doll fans.
I don't even know that he took a minute to breathe during the 10 minutes he was in here. That was a whirlwind. Nobody go anywhere.
I think we messed up the TV schedule this time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.